We want to thank God tonight as you join us. And whatever day of our time you'll be watching this broadcast, we give God the glory. Here is the word of the Lord today from Deuteronomy chapter 9. And we are reading verse 1 to 3. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, that descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you've heard it said, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God, it is He who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you. So you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you." This was the word of the Lord that was focused to Israel as they were about to enter into the land of the Anakims, the land of the Philistines. And the Lord was saying to them, "Hear the word of the Lord. You are about to cross over Jordan today and to go and dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven." I hear the word of the Lord for Faith Broadcasting Television today, and you as partners of Faith TV. The Lord says unto Faith TV and all its partners in Africa, in USA, in the UK, the Lord says, you are about to cross over Jordan today. You are about to cross over the different nations today and go and dispossess nations greater and mightier than yourself. Do not be afraid to go and dispossess greater nations. Many a times in life, when we see greater challenges, we become afraid and we think, can I make it? Can I take over? Do I have what it takes? Do I have the courage? But hear the word of the Lord. God is not even saying the nations are not greater. He's telling you in advance that there are greater giants. But here is a different word. You will take them over. You will confront them. And you shall surely overcome whatever obstacle. And I want to challenge you as a partner of this Faith TV network, that if you partake and if you become part of the founding members, there is a grace. There is an anointing. I have seen it. And most of the partners can attest to this. We have seen God taking Faith TV from one level of glory to the next level of glory. Now, everybody knows when you see favor, you must be part of it. Because when you see favor and you are part of it, one thing happens, favor is contagious. And when you are around favor, something rubs on you. Remember the children who saw Isaac prospering. Remember that story in Genesis when Isaac was prospering. Every time they would try to stop him from digging the wells, he would move to the next place. And every time he digs the wells, there will be always a spring. And then they realize, we cannot stop this man. It's not about where he goes, but this thing is on him. When the favor of God is upon your life, it does not matter where you go. It does not matter where you, even if they can put you in the desert, surely as the Lord lives, when the favor of the Lord is upon you, the desert will bring forth springs of waters and will bring forth wells, because the anointing of God and the favor of God is upon you. I want to say to all the partners joining us in the USA, you founding partners joining us even here in Africa and even the UK, there is an evident and a clear anointing and a clear favor of God upon Faith TV. And as you become partners with Faith TV, God says, as He said it with the children of Israel, that as you cross over to take this Jordan, as you cross over to dispossess nations greater than you. You see, God is very truthful. He tells us these nations are already greater. When you look at the media world, when you look at the media field, the whole industry of media, you see mountains, you see giants, you see people that have been possessing that gate for generations. And sometimes you look and say, how will we even take over? Will Africa be able to go to nations? But hear the word of the Lord today. Africa, you will go to nations, you will invade nations, you will take territories, and you will move in. And as long as you are part of this vision, the Lord is always moving with those who will dare to believe. God is not looking for numbers. God is looking for believers. And if you will believe today, you will be part of the great army. Remember Gideon. The Bible tells us that Gideon had a couple of thousands of armies, about 30,000 or so. They had to go down to 22. They had to go
down to 10. They had to go down until there was only 300 men. You could be part of that 300 men. And the Lord says, as you partake, it will not only come upon this network, it will come upon your life. Why? Because favor is contagious. When you begin to log in, there'll become a flow of grace, a flow of anointing in your family. Some of you are facing situations in your own family, in your own marriage. When you look at them, you see these are giant obstacles. But the Lord says, I am sending you with faith, with courage, with power to face those giant obstacles in your marriage, in your family, in your business. And the Lord promises you, he says, you shall surely cross over and you shall take over. It reminds me when David was attacked at Ziklag, when he was sitting at Ziklag, and they came and attacked his family and attacked his tribe and attacked his nation. The Bible says David was so depressed, and he went to the Lord and he said, God, what's going to happen? Shall I pursue this company? Shall I go after them? And the Lord says, pursue, for you shall surely overtake, and without failure, you shall recover all. The word of the Lord says to you today, do not look at the circumstances. Do not look at the situations around your life. Trust in the Lord your God, and you shall prosper. When it goes on, it says, you will take over cities greater than you. It has always been the desire of God for us to take over cities. It has always been the plan of God for us to take over cities. Many Christians in the past, and you know, we've been ignorant because we did not know in the past. We only focused on spiritual things in the four walls of the church. But the word of the Lord comes to us today and says, cities are your portion. Cities are your portion. Economies of the world are your portion. Why do we leave these things to be reigned on and ruled by wicked people? Many a times we blame governments and we blame economists and we blame politicians for not doing what is right. But the Lord says to us today as the church, begin to understand this is your inheritance. The earth is our Father's estate. God, our Father, he says we are the possessors of the earth because we are his sons. Therefore, the word of the Lord says to you today, go into every domain of society. The seven domains of society. That's so cool. No, wonderfully explained by John Enlow in his book. The seven domains. You need to find your domain and how beautiful it is that today we are dealing with a media domain where we can enter in into the airwaves and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ into every city, into every territory. So we're going to take cities for the Lord Jesus. The Bible says it's a people great. It's a people tall. The descendants of Anakim. But the Lord says, therefore, and he says, who can stand before the descendants of Anak? In other words, there are things that have a reputation in your life. A reputation that no one can ever conquer this. You know those reputations? That no one can ever break through this wall. No one can ever start a television from Africa and go to the rest of the world. We know the stereotype thinking. But the Lord says, I am doing a new thing. I hear the Lord saying, I'm doing a new thing. And this new thing that is happening, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by the Holy Spirit. And God is doing it. And here is what you do when God does something. You join in. The beautiful thing about a change of season is this. It does not matter what you think about the season will change anyway. In other words, when there is a season of breakthrough, even if you don't feel like breakthrough is going to be your portion. When there's a season of favor, just like in winter, when winter comes, if you go out with thin clothes and you pretend like it's summer, you're going to get sick because you cannot fight a season. I want to say to all the partners of Faith TV, USA, UK, and Africa, if you continue, and I know you will, when you continue not interceding for us, praying for us, and partnering with this television station, the season of God's favor will come upon you too. You will see breakthroughs in your own life, in the areas of sickness and disease. The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will touch you because I hear the word of the Lord say, cross over in order to take over. In other words, if you don't cross over, you will not be able to take over. Many a times we wait for the right moment. There is never a right moment. The right moment is now. Now is the right moment. When do we obey God? Now. When do we do the things of God? Now. Because many have procrastinated. Many have said tomorrow, and tomorrow has never come. If the Holy Spirit touches you, and I know the Holy Spirit will touch you, if the Holy Spirit touches you, you need to move to the lines and say, I want to partner with sending the gospel to Africa. Some of you in the USA have desired to be missionaries, have desired to be those that God will send out, but that you've not been able to move out of your country and your continent for various reasons. But now God can use a television station through your partnership to touch thousands of people in Africa. So it is also as Africans, most of us have desired to move out of our continent and touch the world, but God is giving us an opportunity through this broadcasting network to touch nations for him. The Bible says in verse number 3, therefore understand today that the Lord your God, it is he who goes before you as a consuming fire. Now that is what makes the difference. The Lord your God is going before you. If the Lord is for us, who can be against us? The Lord our God is going before us. I say the Lord our God is going before us. I say the Lord our God is going before us. And that's the difference. And that's all we need. And that's all we want. And that's all we desire. It's when the Lord our God is going before us. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side, no one can stand before us. And so today I want to challenge you. The Lord is with us. Emmanuel. You know what Moses says? Moses says, what will be the difference between us and other nations? If you don't go with us, do not send us. And I know that this is our prayer as Faith TV. Listen to me. I know in my heart that we will never go. I know that Dr. Andre and Jenny, they will never go unless the Lord has sent them. And how do you know God has sent you? It's when you see the favor of God. One breakthrough after another 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 breakthrough. Then you know you are sent by the Lord. Then you know you are sent by the Lord. Then you know you are sent by God. And this is what they resolved. When they saw Isaac being favored by God, they said, we better join this man. We better join this man because the favor of the Lord is upon him. I want you to know that Africa, it's your time. And USA, today, it's your time for you to partake of that anointing, of that flow, of that grace. I know tonight, the Bible says the Lord goes before you as a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. And he goes before us. Why does he go before you? To fight all your battles. To fight everything that stands before you. And today, we can surrender. I want to wrap up and pray for you. If you are there at home, and you know that you've been facing obstacles, and you say, what will be the difference? I've tried to pray. I've tried to do these things. Let me say to you today, just begin to know, God says, I will go before you as a consuming fire. What does fire do? Fire eats up everything on its way. Fire destroys everything that's not supposed to be there. I want to pray with you today that the Lord will raise you up as an end time financier of the gospel. That the Lord will raise you up as an apostle of the gospel. That the Lord will raise you up as one who will say, go and make disciples of all nations. You can send us through your offering. You can send us. Here we come into houses where God has not been heard. You can send us by faith today as we pray. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are crossing over to take over. We recognize the limitations. We recognize the challenges. But what we know is that our God is greater. Our God is bigger. Our God is mightier. Our God is stronger than any obstacle today. And tonight and this day, I pray in Jesus' mighty name, meet every need, touch every life, transform every individual in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe, say amen. And shout a louder amen. We give God the glory and the honor for the awesome things that He has done this day. And I believe as we step up, as we cross over, God will cause us to take over. Hallelujah.